The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. I've got another great guest with us today, another wonderful woman in the space, which I love to champion. It needs to be more females in this environment. I love having them on the show. I love the perspective. And I'll introduce you. We've got Crypto Wendy O. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much, Cobb, for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. I love what you're doing and you're growing very, very quick. So let's talk about how you got into the space. I mean, what brought you into crypto? How did Crypto Wendy O start?
So I found out about crypto many, many years ago. I had a family member back in about, 2012, 13, who lived with me and my husband and wanted to buy crypto or wanted to buy Bitcoin with our credit card. And I was like, F no, you cannot buy Bitcoin with my credit card. I don't even think I had a credit card. So I kind of forgot about it. And then I started hearing about it on libertarian radio. And I was like, you know what? I need to make a change. I want to do something different in life. So I went ahead and I invested almost a year ago in November of 2017. And since then I was addicted and I bought the top. I got super wrecked in December, January, because I had no idea what I was doing. So I learned to trade and I, you know, taught myself. I bought books and I read, started posting my content on Twitter, and my profile ended up going viral after a couple months, and it was really awesome.
Awesome. Well, everyone's got their own experience journey into the space. I've been trading for 12 years prior to joining crypto, but I got into crypto July last year, started trading around August, September. So I got to see some of the upside of that wonderful run. I've never seen a market run like that before, and it was a splendid time. And as a trader, it was pretty evident what was coming next. And it was a good time. I can't wait for there to be some more volatility going on in the next few months, hopefully. But you've definitely grown massively. I mean, your Twitter growth has been phenomenal. You're talking about it before. You're out in the States there, right? You're in California, is that right?
Yes, I am actually in Los Angeles, California. And I actually host a lot of meetups in California to get the community together, to get people behind their keyboards, to meet in person, face-to-face is extremely important for me.
Yeah, and how's that going? Because I know in this space, look, it's a wonderfully collaborative environment for the most part, but there's also a fair few keyboard warriors out there. I've certainly dealt with some of that myself, and I've spoken to some of the wonderful women that we've had in the show. It sounds as though it's been a lot more tough for some women to enter into the space. Have you found that to be true, or is it once you actually meet people, everyone's pretty cool at the end of the day?
So, you know what, with my whole thing is I see the way some women are treated, and I can see the way it is intimidating or there's problems because there was like some Twitter drama going on today regarding that. But at the end of the day, the experience that I had is if you enter the space and you go onto crypto Twitter, you enter the space and you ask questions to people, there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help and that want to get you involved. I can see how it can be a little intimidating, especially for women, because sometimes we are weary. But there, like at least where I am in California, we have so many meetups everywhere, and we have a lot of events and we have different things. I do my meetups. I do a networking meetup in LA and then one in Orange County, and they every other month. And then I do a trading's basics meetup at Crypto Space in San Pedro, where I just teach the basics of trading. We all sit on their couches. I have my monitor, and then I do a little bit of lecturing, but it's really just an open platform for everybody to discuss and ask questions and learn.
Excellent. And have you seen the groups growing, or have been the same people keep coming back, or what?
You know, it really just depends. During summer break, because I'm also in school, I'm studying marketing. While I was in school, I was able to do them weekly, but now I can only do them monthly due to my schedule. And because of the market, I see we get anywhere between 5 and 15 people. And I think once the market starts booming again, I think I'll see a lot more. But the turnout is okay for those meetups.
And look, I mean, let's talk about the market for a little while now. I mean, we have seen a somewhat of a consolidation for the last 3 months of Bitcoin. I've been focusing most of my attention trading on or trading against Bitcoin. So essentially looking to build my Bitcoin stack or my Ethereum stack. The same has been today. There's been several trades that I've entered into that are doing well now with trading against Bitcoin. We're starting to see the alts pick up a little bit.
Right.
What have you been focusing on over the last couple of months? Because it has been pretty sideways on the majors.
So as far as me, I used before the market completely tanked, I was swing trading on different alts and I was doing pretty good. And then when we started getting these huge crazy drops, I kind of took a step back and I was doing a lot of paper trading. And I was, because I also do chart requests on my Twitter, so people can submit requests. I'll take the top three, but I was kind of doing a lot of paper trading. And then I was also doing a little bit of leverage trading as well. Not a whole lot because it's scary and I'm still fairly new, but I was doing that back and forth because alts are just not really doing anything at the moment. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, well, recently the alts have been getting the issue that we've got in this space right now is that we don't have the products. Okay, so you know, if I've been trading for 12 years, I know what I want to see. I know what I want to be able to do. I mean, if I look at a pair trading against Bitcoin, when Bitcoin runs, these go into wonderful downtrends, which present for me in the style of trader that I am, phenomenal opportunities to trade. The only problem is that I can't trade much outside of the top 10 as far as shorting. I love margin. I love leverage. Leverage is my happy place because I've been doing it for so long. I am very confident with it. I do understand how to manage my risk. So the more leverage, the better. What I've seen it's probably been the last mostly 2 weeks more than anything, is the alt market is starting to kick back. So what I do every day is with my members, I'll do a scan of all the margin lending or margin trading pairs that I can. Then I go through and do the top 100 of Bitcoin, which is against Binance and the bigger volume, so I can actually see what's going on. And it has been shifting. We're seeing Bitcoin consolidate. We are starting to see, not a lot, but some alts moving. Substratum, NEM, Zilliqa, these are markets that are moving right now that have actually started to buck that trend and start to uptrend against Bitcoin. So I am starting to see what I call green shoots of prosperity coming back into the alt markets. It hopefully it continues.
I agree. Yeah, I know OCN pumped over the weekend too. And I was like, oh my gosh, why wasn't I accumulating? But, you know, it happens. And it just, you know, there's a project or two that I am accumulating at the moment. And it didn't happen to be OCN. So I just got to take a step back. And, you know, you can't chase those green candles. You just got to chase the red ones.
Yeah, that's it. You can't chase the big ones. You've got to stick with your strategy, follow it, execute it flawlessly, and manage your risk. They are the main points that we need to be on all the time. So let's. I just gave a little bit of an impromptu explanation of how the start of my day begins. How does your day look, Wendy?
So my day, when I wake up, I get my daughter up. She's 2 years old. We get ready. Sometimes, like, I'll get on Twitter. I do my social media stuff, some of my marketing stuff, you know, coordinate with companies. I either take her to school or to daycare, depending on what day of the week it is. I'm in school or I'm at home. The days I'm at home, I work. You know, trying to book different sponsored interviews, or I'm doing consulting work or marketing work with different crypto companies. And then the other days I'm in school. When we get home, try to cook dinner, and then, you know, do a little bit of trading if I can, do some charting, and, you know, do it all over again.
Sounds like a busy life that you lead. I think we all do in this space. It's always moving. It's very, very fast. There's no doubt about that. So, I mean, what you've been, you've done some interviews. You've got a great interviews on YouTube and whatnot and various bits and pieces. Is there any projects recently that's really stood out to you and got you really excited?
You know what? There is a couple. I mean, one project that I do like right now is I'm doing consulting work for exchanges. This exchange, I'm not doing consulting work for them. I'm actually working as an affiliate for them. They're called Beeksy Exchange, and they're based out of the United States. And their exchange, I really, really like. I really like it. They're doing they have a lot of really cool things that they're brewing in the future. So that's a project that I like. And as far as crypto projects, right now I'm kind of focusing on the ones that already have use cases, that are already, you know, coming out with products and are making good on their roadmaps.
Okay. So let's talk about the exchanges, because I'm also looking to work with a number of exchanges. And the reason that I'm looking for it is because, like I said before, they're all terrible. Okay.
Yes.
every exchange that I look at, they're all terrible. Their order systems are rubbish. Their risk management systems are rubbish. You can't have an entry, stop, and target raised in one order. You've got to raise them all separately in most cases. They're an absolute. They're shocking. I mean, like I say, I know what I want from them, from a market to be able to trade it easily. Now, of course, we want to see this space grow. We want to see crypto grow, market cap grow, because it'll do well for our investments and will provide us a market that we're already early adapters or adopters in, which is ultimately what everybody who's listening to this, and you and me included, want.
Right.
So, the most obvious play on that is to bring traditional money in. Now, I know a lot of traders that are sitting there going, I know the volatility is amazing, Craig. It's the best market in the world volatility-wise, but it's just so hard to manage my risk. I put it in the too hard box. If we can just get the orders right and plug a bit of volume into that, we can bring the rest of the market with us as opposed to the us and them. That's what I really want to see happen, and that's what I'm working towards. What sort of take are you having on that?
I agree as well. I feel like, and that, like, there's two exchanges that I'm working with. I'm working with Beeksy, and I believe that Beeksy is aiming to do that. As far as what I've been told, is they're looking to bring 18 different types of order placing to the market, and they're bringing a lot of the traditional finance applications to the market through their exchange, which is cool. I'm working with another exchange called 3BX, and they're taking more of a different route. They make it super easy to buy. There's no charts. There's nothing like that. They actually have the coins on the platform. So I believe that 3BX is targeting more, newer traders or people essentially that are looking to get into crypto. Their platform is very easy to use. But with Beeksy, they have so many different options available. And I think that what you said, in order for us to see mass adoption and do different things like that, we need to make things user-friendly. And until we start doing that, not even just with exchanges, but just with a lot of the different projects, like, nobody needs to know that they're using something on the blockchain. Like, they don't need to know they're using blockchain tech. They're just supposed to use it, and it's supposed to be seamless.
I agree. And there's the whole market being relatively sideways for the last few months and sort of down this year, I think that's really leaning towards a developer's market. We need to see projects stop pandering to the needs of investors and start to actually look to execute the plans that they've put in place. And I think that the rubber needs to hit the road a little bit more, and we need to see that throughout this year. I actually see this sideways market, this relative stability in Bitcoin around the 6,500 level, I see it as a positive because it allows projects to get to work, to stop worrying about the noise, to stop listening to the hype, to stop having to jump into the Telegram groups and manage that so full on. You know, get on with the work you said you do. We've all seen many ICOs go ahead and raise, but we haven't seen that many actually come out and do great things just yet. Of course, there's exceptions to the rules, but the amount of ICOs that are out there, the coins that exist, where's the money gone? You know, it's
exactly.
They need to do something with it to give some faith into this space. So let's talk about that. The market is sitting around that 6,500. We are sort of having a struggle around that area. It's holding at the moment. What do you think is going to happen in the next few weeks? Do you have any sort of, not prediction price wise, but what do you think we need to see before we actually start to see either an upward trajectory or downward trajectory?
For me personally, I'm actually looking at my chart right now. In order for me to fully believe the market is bullish, I believe we need to break above around 68 area. I do not think that we are going to break below 57, 58, just because if we do, I believe there'll be a lot of issues for the miners. And I believe a lot of miners and mining facilities will shut their miners off. So I don't see us breaking that historical low area there. But then again, I don't know what's going to happen. But I mean, I don't know 100%, but that's what I think is going to happen, is we're just going to consolidate and hopefully pop up to where we need to and break up above 68 and then hopefully up above, what is it, like 74, and then keep going from there eventually. But it's going to take a lot of time. We have to get more people into our market.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, look, the levels that you suggested, I mean, the level that I'm looking at is 68.40. We get above 68.40, we'll have a higher low, then that will represent a higher high on the daily. The second level, the most important level for me, based off of a weekly chart, is the last lower high. Now, that level is 7,429. We get above there, as long as we do it from where we are now, we don't dip any lower, as in creating a new lower low, that will be a point at which the daily will then be in an uptrend, as will the weekly. Now, I'm a trend trader. I focus on trading trends, and I've got three strategies that I've got written checklists for. So I'm very disciplined and very structured in what I do, and I've done it across all the other markets. So for me, these are really important points for us to break through before there are more people that are willing to, I suppose, accept that maybe the worst days are over, but I'm certainly accumulating at the moment. That's why I like trading against Bitcoin at the moment with the alts, is that I can continue to accumulate my Bitcoin position through the skill set that I have that is trading. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yes.
Look, you've got an event coming up in Las Vegas. Tell us about that.
Yes, I do. So I have partnered with Morecoin, and I'm actually going to WCC, but when I go to these conferences, I like to host free meetups afterwards, because there's people that can't afford the conferences. If I wasn't invited and given a ticket, I wouldn't be able to go. I'm not a super wealthy person. I'm trying to get there, and hopefully I will be soon. But so I do these conferences to include everybody, or excuse me, these meetups to include everybody. Anybody who wants to be a part of is more than welcome to come. So it's going to be on 11/1 at the Blind Pig. I have, and it's off the strip, and I have everybody, or I have always have all the information on my pinned message on Twitter. So if anybody, if any of you guys are going to be there, I'd love to have you.
Well, I hope that lots of people come along. I'm not going to be there in Las Vegas. I'm trying to do less travel at the moment. I'm going to Dubai at the end of October. And then after that, I'm going to try and stay in wonderful, sunny Sydney for the summer. I'm sure that's not going to last very long, but we'll see how we go. But Wendy, look, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. And please let us know, let the listeners know where they can find more information about you.
So right now I'm really trying to grow my YouTube channel. So if you guys would come over there, subscribe to my channel, I'd love that. My handle for YouTube is at Crypto Wendy O. It's at Crypto Wendy O for my Instagram and my Twitter, and I think my LinkedIn as well. So if you'd love to come follow me there and, you know, ask, just let me know what kind of content you want to see. I would be very happy to assist in that.
Sounds good to me, guys. You know where to find Crypto Wendy O now. So thank you so much once again for your time. I'll be more than happy to conduct an interview with you down the track if you ever wanted to do something like that and cross collaborate. I love doing that sort of stuff. It's more content, which means I don't have to think so much about it, which is a win-win. But look, have a great time in Las Vegas. I wish you all the best going forward. I'll continue to follow you on Twitter, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.